Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Somebody get the license of that truck.
So close burst five, and you can spend a healing surge, and I get to give you back 10 more hit points. Make that 15 more hit points, I think, could have been this time. Four more.
Oh. Okay.
What is that? Is it my wisdom modifier? It's 16, 18, 18 more hit points.
I'm back up to full.
Okay. We're no longer bloody.
Hooray!
Alright. That was Ella. Tim, you're up.
Okay, so you're not dying on the floor anymore?
No, I took care of it. However,
She's hanging on the ladder in the shaft.
Sorry. Can't you cast through your bird?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't take that one.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe next time. Well, fine. That changes what I was going to do.
I'm sorry.
She's small. I mean, technically, you should be able to move past her if you move.
And you will be after Tim.
And
something else down there.
Allies don't provide cover. To me, so.
Yeah, unless you really want them to.
Unless you really, really want them to.
So, what's the move down the ladder?
Six.
Six to get to the bottom of the ladder.
So that's move action.
Okay.
Right.
You are now
standing on top of Beric.
You take 5 points of cold damage as you come into this aura that is by the that is from the Chilborn zombie. Okay, five.
Okay. Well, then I will cast Fire Shroud.
Okay.
Which will hit all the enemies in the burst, which is close burst three.
Okay. Which is the room. How are we going to work that?
He will have to stand next to Beric in some fashion.
Up here.
Which means you have a choice. You get to.
I'm going to cast and fall backwards.
Okay.
Into Kaya?
Is Kaya behind me?
Yes.
Backwards is that way.
No, the ladder is coming down like this.
It's,
so you're going to fall backwards
here.
Into Kaya.
Well, then what I'll do is I'll take my another move action, and I will stand Yeah, I'll shift. Basically,
it's an iron ladder, right?
No.
Here.
Well, he can hit me.
It's just coming down. That works. So he could switch sides, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's and then I'll.
That's true. You could switch sides. So you can.
Oh, so I could just switch there. Okay, then I'll do that. Then I won't do a shift.
Good
I'll
point.
Just switch sides.
That had not occurred to me.
So now I'll cast fire shroud.
Do the whole thing in one move.
All right. Then I will cast fire shroud on everybody.
Okay. Fire shroud it is.
So there's seven dudes?
Since there are one, two, three, you know, there are...
First, we were just all coming down this side.
Six.
We come down the other side of it, so...
Burn. Okay. Well, there's the six. Again, purpley is the death guys. Gold is the big dude.
This is fire damage, right?
Yeah, this keeps going. Okay, so... All right,
so let's do the first death dude. First Chillborn's off.
First death dude. That's going to be a 21 versus fortitude.
Versus fortitude that will hit him.
Right.
Second death dude.
Same thing.
21 will hit him. First corruption
for him.
Guy. 13.
No.
Okay.
Do they take half damage or not?
No.
Okay.
17.
No. You need a 19.
That one won't hit then. Okay. Then the big dude, though, I got a 29.
Yes, that will hit him. So you hit both the Chillborn zombies and the Hulk.
All right.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Oh, jeez. That's going to be 6 points of fire damage.
Okay.
But they do take 5 fire damage ongoing until save ends.
Okay, hold on. Right. 6 points
of fire damage.
The Chillborn zombie next to Kaya, so the death guy next to Kaya, is bloodied.
Yay!
And I'm going to burn an action point.
Did you burn one? Yeah. You do.
Yes.
And it was 6 points. So...
This one, right? Mm-hmm.
And I will trigger my staff.
Whoa!
Excuse me while I whip this out. Oh, no!
And do we have two guys that are bloodied or only one?
One.
Just one.
Alright. Well, the guy that's bloodied and then the big dude, Gold being the big dude, are both going to take magic missiles.
Okay.
Come on, crits. Thank God. The big dude just got critted.
Yay!
Alright, this is versus reflex. So on the little dude...
bloodied guy.
The bloodied
guy.
Dude.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit his reflex?
Yes.
Alright.
So him you actually have to roll for, but the other guy, the Hulk, takes max damage.
All right. Well, he'll take 11 points of force damage.
Okay.
Now the other dude is going to take.
You use this, right?
Well, yeah. It's going to be a plus one dice.
You're going to get it.
For two, so
you're
going to
get it back.
So it's going to be 4, 8, 17 plus 2d8. That's 21 points of force damage.
Okay.
8.
Okay.
Alright, am I putting more tokens down? What do I do?
No one's bloodied yet. No more bloodied. Is that it for you, Tim?
So far.
Causing massive damage.
Yes, I guess.
The corruption corpses get to go.
Sad.
Okay, so let's see. The one that is closest to the mummy guy, then, that is closest to Kaya, will try to punch Kaya in the face. And with an AC-14, will probably miss.
Yes.
Let's see. The other two mummies, we'll go with the one that is adjacent to... the one that is adjacent to Sarek. It has to punch you. Does an AC-20 hit you?
No.
Okay, and then the other one is not adjacent to anyone, unless I'm not seeing it correctly.
It is not adjacent to anyone
so
yet.
So it takes a semi-frozen chunk out. It reaches under its ribcage, pulls out a semi-frozen chunk of ick, and hurls it at Sarek.
Oh, that's gross.
Does a 19 hit your reflex, Sarek?
Mm.
19 is listed as, yeah, is my reflex. So I was just making sure everything was accounted for.
12 points of necrotic damage, and you are weakened. Save ends. Gwen, you are up. Kaya, you will be next.
How far do I have to go down to be able to see the big guy? Do I have to go all the way down?
To see the big guy?
Yeah. Because I have to line
you
of
have
sight.
To go down 5. Because you have to get past... Technically, you should only have to go down 4, but you have to get past her. So you have to go down 5 to see the big guy.
Okay. I'll go down 5.
Okay.
And...
You are hanging on the ladder above... Yes. A prone Barak.
Yes.
Is he still prone?
He is still prone.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to get up yet.
So. I'm going
to
do Curse of the Dark Dream on the big guy.
You probably want to curse someone first. Who are you going to curse?
Cursing the big guy. Then cursing him again.
I think you have to curse the bloodied one. Because you have to curse the one
closest
to you.
Oh, I do?
Okay. Yeah, you have to curse the bloodied one
first. The one closest to me?
First.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how your curse works.
And technically, mm-hmm. you're okay. right above him. Yep. So...
Okay. Whoop,
whoop. There. Stupid. Oh, he was adjacent. Oh.
23 versus Will.
Versus Will on who?
The big guy.
The big guy. 23 versus Will hit him.
Okay.
And that's what, your Curse of the Dark Dream?
Yep.
You're rolling 38 plus 3.
Mm-hmm. It's you have a feat here, Dark Fury, and this is a psychic power, so it's plus 4. Should be a plus 1 damage to that. So it's should be plus 3.
Okay. So that's what, 12?
Mm-hmm.
Adding right?
Yes.
You are adding right. 12 damage.
Okay, he drops to 29.
And you can slide the target 3 squares.
Mm-hmm.
He drops to 3 number and is bloodied. So the Hulk is bloodied.
And I'm gonna
you can slide him back into the corner.
Yeah, I also want to slide him back into that corner over there. There you go.
She slides in 3 squares.
Okay. Can you still reach you? Is he within 2 squares of anyone?
Yes.
Okay.
And me. And
Barak.
And he's happy.
He's cornered now, so that's okay.
Okay.
At least he can't flank you.
Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're next. Derek, you're up, then the Chillborn Zombies, and then Barak.
So there's 2 within striking distance of me currently?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I still think I need to do a split the herd, though. Okay, so... Death Dude will be the primary target.
Okay.
And...
Be one of the Chillborns.
24 versus AC.
That will hit him.
And then for the secondary attack, the one I previously attacked, 20 versus reflex.
That will hit him.
Okay. So the primary target will take...
And that's immobilized save ends on me, right?
Yeah.
Fourteen points of damage, unless I'm forgetting something. 14 points of damage. On the Chillborn. And
Chillborn zombie is now bloodied. Any other guy?
Yeah, I was just seeing because he went bloodied, he will be marked by me as well. And I could slide Tim if I wanted to. Tim, are you good where you're at?
As long as there's nobody...
Nobody can attack you currently.
Well, actually, there's a dude right at an angle from me.
Yeah, adjacent.
Could you slide me... If you slide me back one...
No, you're going to fall in a hole.
Fall through the membrane.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Don't fall through
the hole. I'll stay where I'm at.
Okay, then that's
please
fine.
Don't.
secondary...
Though, actually, no, there's a big dude over there. Okay. All of my stuff is ranged.
And the secondary just gets moved.
He doesn't take damage?
No. My secondary hit does not do damage. This was a splitting the herd, so it's basically you go over here and you...
apologies at this point because pretty much everybody down there. If you've had a turn, your turn has started, so that means
cold damage?
Yeah, you need to have taken cold damage. I think that Tim and Gwen, not you, but I think everybody else needs to take 5 points of cold damage. Except for you, because you're out of range. So remember that if you are basically down there, you need to take 5 points of cold damage.
Okay.
Okay, so now the Chillborn zombies get to go. Beric, you will be next. Followed by Ella. Followed by the Hulk, then by Ella. So, Chillborn zombies, let's see. The one dude is close to... Oh, you're immobilized, are you not?
I am immobilized and prone.
And prone. So the Chillborn zombie is going to try and smash you.
It's going to gnaw on you.
Is it 23 hit your AC?
No.
Okay. He tries to smash you but misses. The other Chillborn zombie can only smash Sarek. So
Tim's right there too, but he would take a penalty if he attacked Tim.
Yeah, he'll only try and smash Sarek. Z 29 hit your AC, Sarek.
Hit him. Yeah.
Okay, you are immobilized. The save ends. You take 10 points of damage.
And I needed to save versus my weakened for last time anyway, so...
Did you make the holder?
That does not no, save no. versus the weakened.
Okay, so we're still weakened.
So basically, we can't see that way.
No.
We can buy one of
those
good glass.
One the spring.
Funny. Stick a little lever back here.
Okay, that was both Chillborn. Yes. Beric, you're up, then the Hulk, then Ella. Beric.
Being immobilized, can I get up?
Yes, but because Gwen is hanging on the ladder over you, you will have to squeeze to be in the space, which means you will grant combat advantage to anyone. You and Ella both.
Okay,
Ella
is 10 feet above
you
me.
You and Gwen both. Gwen is hanging immediately above you.
I'm hanging right above you.
She's 5 feet above you.
That means that both of you will have to squeeze to be in that space, which means both of you will...
Well,
if he stands up, can't I just get on his shoulders?
You cannot move from your square. You can move.
Just stand up, and I'll stand on you.
Stand up. But what I'm saying is if you stand up, you're still going to be at combat, grant combat advantage.
Well, I grant combat advantage when I'm prone anyway.
And Gwen will as well.
That's fine.
All right, I will go ahead and stand up.
Okay.
That's a move action. I will. Let's see, I think. I will go ahead and invoke my Oath of Enmity on that Chillborn that's next to me.
Okay. Remember to take 5 points of cold damage.
Prone. I will go ahead and try a creeping strike on that thing. On the Chillborn.
Okay.
Does a 16 hit at all?
Is a 16 hit his AC?
AC. Probably not.
No.
Okay. That's all I do.
Oh.
And I make my save, so I'm no longer immobile.
Hooray!
Yay!
Yay!
There was much rejoicing. Now the Hulk gets to go. After that will be Ella, and then Tim.
Okay. So
let's see if that nifty smash attack comes back. It does!
Oh, Jesus.
Who's within two? Who's getting smashed?
I'm probably within two at this point on the ladder.
All right. 1-3. It's going to Kaya. 3! Kaya getting smashed!
Sorry, Kaya.
Smash!
Sorry, Kaya.
28 versus your AC!
I would have moved up to the thing, but I would have mobilized.
You are knocked prone.
Hmm? Yes. I'm no longer immobilized now. We need to get rid of these chillborns.
Take 26 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
And you are knocked prone.
Jeez.
All right, yeah, that thing needs to die a lot. It needs to die.
That was the Hulk. Ella, you're up. Tim will be next.
Can I see Kaya? Okay.
Yes. From where you're hanging? Yes, you can.
All right.
All for bloody glory.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and cast Healing Word on Ella. On Ella. On Kaya. Yes. So, and unfortunately, I can't heal you as well as I heal Eric. You get 13 plus your healing surge.
You have to spend it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, that was your minor, so a move and standard.
Can I see the Hulk?
Oh, yeah.
Can I cast?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and cast Sacred Flame. Reflex?
Anything that he has, yes. And that's that radiant?
Yes, okay. It is in fact radiant damage. For a whole 9 points of damage, it is radiant damage, however. And Kaya can either gain temporary hit points equal to my charisma modifier and one half my level, or you can choose to make saving throw.
Okay, you hit the zombie Hulk with the Sacred Flame, and it you're used to your radiant damage causing burning more out of the zombies. It burns even more out of the Hulk.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Come on!
He seems to be even more vulnerable than the other zombies.
Oh, no.
All right, that
it should
was...
be six. I'm surprised you didn't take the saving throw so that you could be not immobilized. Not immobilized.
Just not prone.
You're just not prone.
The chill horns are what immobilized people.
Oh, okay.
So I felt I went down there and tried to move. It attacked me, opportunity attack, and hit me and immobilized me. And then the big thing hit me, which made me prone.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not immobilized anymore.
Okay.
I'm fine now.
That was right. Ella. Tim, you're up. Then there will be the corruption corpses followed by Gwen.
All right. Take my damage.
Yes. Do you take your
I'm going to smack the guy that's close to me with my staff. And does a...
that being Sarek.
That's not better than...
No, I know. With that roll, that's sick.
So, no, were we discussing this earlier? If
I got
the mage goes into melee and the hand, is there something wrong?
I got an 18 versus his armor class.
Against the
death dude that's bloody?
Death dude, 18, will not hit his AC.
Mm.
His AC is 23.
So there's no place for me to shift.
Well, you can kind of shift. If you shift kind of this way, then you'll be adjacent to
one
of the corruption corpses instead of the Chillborn. But it'll still be close enough for the Chillborn to be taking damage.
So that membrane, is there like liquid in it?
No, it's a hole.
Leads to another.
Yeah, fireball.
Then as, it open.
Then as a my move, I send my bird
down the hole.
Down the hole.
Okay.
And I want him to kind of fly around a little bit, and at some point I'll use a standard action to look at his eyes.
You have to kick him down because he doesn't want to go down.
he gets to move six around.
And
I think that's what it is.
What is the deal with you seeing through bird's eyes?
I take a standard action. I can see through his eyes.
Okay. So he's flying around down there now.
Basically, I roll perception check, whatever you need me to roll, but...
If you want to burn the action point for that, yeah.
All right. He's flying around down there.
But yeah. Keep in mind, it is one.
That was Tim. Now the corruption corpses get to go. First one on Kaya.
So, I mean, I'd say the action point.
For later.
Sorry, Gaia. Okay. 28 versus your AC?
Yeah.
7 points of damage. The one... It looks like... Are there actually two corruption corpses next to you now? Sarek?
There's one next to him.
One, yeah, there's
one,
a space.
The other can move up and attack him.
Okay, I want him to hang back, so if he's not...
He's not engaged me currently. Yeah.
Okay, so the one next to you, the 27 hit your AC?
Let's see, yes.
Take 5 points of product, 5 points of damage. And then the other one will, once again, throw a chunk of pick at you. And it's 18 versus your reflex.
New.
Okay. He hit misses. When you are up, Kaya, okay. You're next.
Try to hit the big
dude. Okay. I'm going to try fiery bolts. Can I shoot around him?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't provide cover.
Okay.
You're plus 7.
Except for God's
19.
For my
19
versus reflex.
Reflex.
So,
19 versus 13. Reflex will
so the big
hit him, yes.
Okay, looking for 3d6
plus 4 and 6.
What's
the stopping?
18.
18 points of damage?
Yes.
Alright, he drops.
Who does?
The big guy.
Yay!
And. Does he explode?
Nope.
Yay!
Yay!
You don't want that one to explode.
However.
Okay, so you've used that this encounter.
Right.
Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're on board. Or you're on deck, I guess I should say.
Stand up.
Okay, that's a move action. You stand up.
And then I will attempt to whack the mummy guy.
Punch the mummy guy. One corruption corpse.
Is it it's the death ones that are making it cold down there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And do take your 5 points of cold damage. just lucky they're not standing next to each other, because unlike other damages, the stacks.
Oh, God. Not to help you make monsters again.
Ever. These are standard.
That's okay, this chill point in front of you.
Is he 21?
31.
That will hit him.
Okay. Go get him, Kaya.
When I take my 5 points, I'll become what, 8? Which will automatically trigger the mother's fury.
That one is now bloodied.
Yay!
Woo! That was Kaya. Sarek, you're up. And the Chillborn zombie and Barrick is on deck.
Okay, I take my 5 points of cold damage and become bloodied.
Woo!
And so I instantly regain 7 hit points.
Yay!
So I'm not bloodied anymore.
Makes you unbloodied.
Yay!
And so much for that daily power when I, you know, could have sustained it had I still been bloody. So.
Yay!
And we'll try a harrying strike against the Chillborn zombie.
All right, roll it. Oh crap! I've been forgetting to do their ongoing damage.
Just okay. You know, they fall over dead.
Yeah, they're just dead.
I think that's fair.
Those yeah,
fair,
yeah.
Fair.
Fair. Well, they're already dead, so even deader's good.
Well, right now they're
significantly worse off.
Now they're just mostly dead.
Yeah.
And one of them is still on fire.
21 points of damage. Or, I'm sorry, 21 versus AC.
That will hit it.
On the Chillborn?
No, I'm sorry. 23 is what you need.
That's what I thought. Okay, so he will take half damage.
And the one Chillborn zombie is a lot worse off because he's been burning for 2 rounds.
And I'm weakened, so I do half damage.
Yes.
So I'm doing quarter damage. Yay!
Why are you doing quarter damage?
Because I missed, so it was...
Missed those half and then half of that.
Excellent.
So quarter damage would be 2.5 points of damage.
Two, you round out.
I know.
Yay!
Punch him.
Yay.
That was...
And I'm going to attempt my saves. Yes, no longer weakened. Still immobilized.
And the Chillborn zombie who is on you dies.
Yay!
Because he's still on fire.
Woo-hoo!
The good news, and the bad news is he explodes.
Aww.
Wait,
post first one. So that's kind of it.
Both the corpses and
Tim and me.
Tim and
Sarek.
Probably. I wonder if they give anything to the corpses.
Yeah, I don't know. Eric, take a look at that. They might not actually damage. It just might be enemies in that burst.
I think last time it didn't say.
Some of them do. Some of them do.
And see, you said he was the carpet bearer.
All right, anybody
last time I just said it didn't hit the enemies.
9 points worth of cold damage and is slowed.
Yay!
So you're bloodied again?
Were you bloodied?
Yes, I'm bloodied again.
So did I get hit?
Yeah.
Yes, 9 points and you are slowed.
What did you? What was it versus?
It's a close burst one. It was standing next to you.
Oh, it doesn't have to roll to hit?
No, it does not. It says... Oh, sorry. It does
have to. No, wait a second. I've used
my
these
bad.
Guys.
Sorry.
I'm going to throw a dice at you.
Okay. Does a 14 hit your fortitude, Sarek?
No.
Okay, you don't take on damage.
Woo! I'm not bloodied again.
Thank God, no.
Okay, you do not take that damage. My
Yay!
Bad. Sorry.
Thank
it's
God.
All right.
And let's see. Both of those are corruption corpses?
Yes.
All right. 19. Does not hit. So one of the corruption corpses actually takes 9 points of damage and is slowed.
Okay, which one?
The one that is marked by Sarah. Okay. That was the Chillborn Zombies. Beric, you're up.
Okay, so I have my Oath of Enmity until the end of this turn on the Chillborn, and okay. So I do a Reaping Strike on him.
Okay.
I roll 2d20, and one of them ended up a 20, so I crit on the first damage. Which is...
a lot.
26 points of damage total.
Okay.
And that's a standard, and that goes...
26 points, huh?
26 points.
Okay, he dies and explodes.
Okay.
Ouch.
No more ongoing cold damage! Yay!
I forgot to take my ongoing cold damage.
And it does not hit your fortitude. Who else is next to it?
Kaya. And the children.
And
or Kaya and
my actually hit your fortitude at 25.
Yeah.
And the other one is 16. Not. So Kaya, you are the lucky recipient of 10 points of cold damage, and you are slowed.
And I still have a minor.
Gwen was also there too, wasn't she?
She's on the ladder.
I'm hanging on the ladder, but I'm right above her. So.
And it was cursed by you.
Go over there.
So you get whatever.
I'm not down anything. So.
You still get a temporary.
You get your temporary hit points.
Yeah, you get a 10 hit point.
Okay. 10 hit point lets you go.
Reminds me, I get. That should go above max.
Too. No,
so what's my 10 hit point?
My axe.
Whatever her curse.
Because of your level 6. Nice.
Okay, thing about the temporary hit points, so they don't stack.
Right.
And then I move one square over so I can be in things.
At which point the Hulk stands up.
What?
It's
what?
Bloodied. It gets back up.
Yay, Hulk!
And it smash recharges.
Ooh.
And since you're closest to it, it's gonna hit matches.
Huh?
What? Did we kill you?
14 AC, though.
Not even.
Obviously, he's still kind of...
He's a little woozy from being knocked down. Okay, well then.
Again.
I was going to go after that corpse creature, but now I have another target.
He showed up in Orcus's realm, and Orcus was like,
the fuck out of here. What are you doing in here?
He was scary. I'm going to face you instead.
Ella, you're up. Tim, you're on deck.
I'm on
deck! Lance Faith at Big Scary Dude.
Okay. Oh, I've used it because I'm down to... But no, he doesn't explode.
18
yes.
Versus Reflex.
That will hit it.
Okay. How about 16 points of radiant damage?
Damn.
Really, I could see exploding zombies.
He blows tremendous large chunks away from him, but he's still up. That was Ella. Tim.
Right.
Your turn. Gwen, you're on deck.
Okay.
Done that. I would wait on
you. Are any of those like really, really
hurt? Everybody.
Is anyone bloodied?
Each creature.
Annihilated. How badly are you hurting for hit points?
I'm down 30.
He would be the one
Okay, well then I won't use my standard action yet to see what's down the path, so I really should have, because that's a 13 versus the Hulk's reflex.
Versus the Hulk's reflex?
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk nimbly dodges. For as big as it is. What actually happens you zap right through a giant chunk that got burned away by Holy Flame.
I moved.
Well, that's the problem. You're using
no
Holy
sweet.
Flame. Crap.
Everybody should be using Holy Flame.
That was Tim. Anything else, Tim?
I don't have any healing.
Go ahead and just start hitting it with your Eldritch Blast.
I'm just not near enough for you.
I will dance with you.
Pulling out the
right,
guns.
Well, I can't do that anyways. So.
Then the corruption corpses get to go, and after that will be Gwen and Kaya is on next. So the corruption corpses first. The one right next to Kaya. 16, I rather. Mm-hmm. Does not hit your AC, Kaya?
Yeah.
And a 25, does that hit your AC, Sarek?
Yes.
Okay. Take 10 points of damage.
Oh. And I'm bloodied again.
And the other
you're bloody. You have to. You're bloody. Make up your mind.
Does a 12 hit your reflex, Sarek?
No.
All right, he misses. So Gwen, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
Okay. And the big guy is still up.
Yes, he is.
I'm cursing whoever's closest to me at this point. Who is closest to me that's not cursed?
Okay, we can go ahead and put you on the map.
I'm still on the ladder, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you're there.
So that's where you are. You're okay. Probably closest to
I would say this guy. Yeah. Okay. He's Rastafarian.
Then I'm going to use Eldritch Blast against the big guy.
Okay. Roll it.
Did my turn come
up?
I'm
going to
get a big
hulky
guy.
There are no critical failure.
Okay, well.
Still miss.
I tried, but it didn't work. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is any consolation? You're ready. 20 seems to like me.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay.
I was rolling fine until then, so.
That was when? Kaya, you're up.
Oh, wait.
Sarah,
I want to reroll.
Oh, yeah.
He actually does have a
utility power that will let her reroll that, so.
Yep. Dark ones on the left.
Forgot about that.
I did
so
too.
So scratch that, roll it again.
Yep.
And she takes whichever's better. That is
no,
better.
That's better, but it's not good.
Only going to be a 16.
Yeah.
Versus what?
Reflex.
Reflex.
That will hit.
Oh, okay. Well, good enough. 1d10 plus 4. I don't know
if I should do this. That would be a mighty 5.
Yes.
Okay, he's still standing.
I singed the hair.
Back at the top of the round with Kaya. Sarek, you're on deck.
Oh.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, I will.
Second wind is a standard action.
I'll do.
Yes.
Hyper one, John. The money guy.
Okay, roll it.
She can still use, Ella can still use like healing words or something on you.
No, she can't.
She's using both. She has other things, though.
She could, in theory, come down and turn, but she seems to be more into hanging in the sand.
29 versus 18.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit. And the bad news is it explodes. Okay, that's a burst one, so it's going to hit you two.
Me and Kaya.
Kaya, does 15 hit your fortitude?
No.
17 hit your fortitude? Barrett.
No.
Oh, all right.
Let's see. That was Kaya. Sarek, you're up. Barrett, you're on deck.
Will no longer be immobilized after this turn.
No.
So I will just do a sustaining strike against this prick. 20 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Yay. That would be 9 points of damage, and I get temporary hit points equal to my con modifier, so 32.
You're no longer bloody.
No, I'm still bloody.
Oh, you are.
But
okay.
temporary hit points wouldn't take out a blood.
Oh, okay.
Derek, you're up, then the Hulk, then Ella.
All right, that guy's gone.
My oath of enmity.
You're on deck.
So I trigger my oath of enmity again on the Hulk this time. And we'll try crushing blow.
give me something. Nat 20.
Nice.
Do you want to keep that?
The Hulk has 8 points left.
The Reds like me.
Do you want to figure out how much you did? Because he has 8 hit points left.
I'm a dick.
Forty-five points of damage.
Okay, you power assisted back into the afterlife again.
That was for knocking me down, a-hole.
Not once, but twice.
So Orcus sends you a request. We have dental.
Orcus can suck it.
But we have dental.
Really? Ella, you're up to me. You destroyed the hell out of the
copay.
Yeah, it's full coverage.
Can I see? Can I see these two guys?
Yes.
All right.
We get him on the prescription drug coverage. So.
The one that is currently threatening Sarek, I'm going to go ahead and
maybe
shoot
that's why everybody's bad because it's dental. Okay.
Oh, and that's probably not going to hit him. A 17 versus reflex.
That will actually hit him.
Oh, rock on. And 10 points of damage.
Foxy, why don't you just stay in Mom's lap?
Alrighty.
It was radiant damage, by the way. So.
Burn! It is finally bloodied.
Yay!
Let's see.
Check her foot.
You won't be a man.
And I will slide him one closer to the other one.
You're there?
Yes.
Maggie. Maggie girl.
All right. That was Ella. Tim, you're up. Gwen, you're on deck. After the growth.
Well, since we're winning.
Tim has decided that he doesn't need to help anymore.
I will use my standard action to see what my bird sees.
Okay. You will see what the bird sees. There's a cave. The bird is flying around in a cave, and it is crazy, crazy cold, and rope-like strands of ice basically cover all of the stone walls. There is a thick layer of ice on everything. It looks like there even might be there's some water under the western portion of the ice. And it looks like there are a couple of sort of alcove areas, and inside each alcove is you can kind of barely make out a humanoid with a bull head.
Oh, great, minotaurs.
And, but they also appear to be frozen in the ice.
Okay. I'll have him come back then.
That was Tim. The corruption corpses get to go.
He can decide whatever's quicker. He can just fly out of range if that's quicker. Or come back. Up to him.
Does an 18 hit your AC, Sarek?
No.
Does a 17 hit your reflex, Sarek?
No.
Alrighty then. That was the corruption corpses. Gwen, you're up, and then Kaya's on deck.
I will drop down and be looking down the hole and talking to Tim.
Okay, there is actually no hall. There's just...
the hole.
Oh, looking down the hole. You look down the hole and you see a very icy... basically, all you can see down this hole is a patch of ice down here.
Okay. I'm going to roll perception.
Okay.
So she's decided she doesn't need that either.
Pretty much.
I think they're going to have a meeting of the minds when we're done with
21?
This.
21?
There's really nothing else.
Lots of ice. Okay.
Lots of ice.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That was Gwen. Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're on deck.
Well, I'm still going to help, so I will go over here.
Well, I'm helping. I'm making sure there's not, like, reinforcements.
Yeah. And attack the guy.
There, by the way, is no ladder. And it drops about a 30-foot drop down to the ice below. Okay. Which one are you attacking?
The one that's not on the stack.
Okay.
The one that is not. 30-foot drop is what? 6.
30-foot drop is...
one.
Yeah, six spaces.
Okay.
It would also be easy to use my other
power on. That's my die.
I won't.
You can die.
Yes.
Or something. On wire.
27.
Oh, for something.
That will hit him.
Okay, I do 9 points of damage to him because I rolled 2 ones.
That's the first I have.
What up, yo?
A better way to say it is minimum damage.
It does first one.
Okay, so Sarah, I can still stand up there and shoot again.
Barrett, you're on deck.
But I honestly wouldn't use this one yet. Because it's daily, and we may have something big and nasty down there.
They usually hold pretty well.
Yes, but if you all go down there...
I can't seem to do a lot of damage with my D8.
Well, if I swift claw
to move here,
what that means is it...
I still won't have five, will I? Around it.
So it'd
be like a 9-square
claw.
So it's not a huge thing. If you can hit it up early enough, you could also target the square behind something.
I'm missing something
in my
dice.
But it says creature. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be
I will do that anyway.
Around and nobody else next to them.
Say if, you know, we're all over here.
Sarah, because apparently decided that you can handle that one.
Instead of targeting the creature, you could just target the square right behind it.
Right.
And then it bursts from there.
No.
It would get square around it, too. But it wouldn't get the people standing here.
Right.
Beric, you're up.
But rarely does that happen.
Ella, you're on deck.
I guess that's my point.
It also depends on me.
Alright,
we'll see. Beric.
Okay,
I could use some help. Not that Kai is not helping, but I could still use some help.
Righto. I can't be in two places at once.
Yank!
Alright,
which one are you attacking?
The bloodied one.
Alright.
Oh, I will go with the... that's an adjacent one to me. Right, yes, so I will cleave. Or try to cleave. Does a 19 hit its AC?
No.
Yeah.
Its AC is 20.
Then I will mark it.
Okay.
Supersedes mine.
Ella, you're up. Tim, you're on deck.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead
trying to kill me.
Is it still slowed?
It was slowed from the ice attack, so probably not. I'm going to go ahead and use Lance of Faith
yes, on the actually
guy that's bloodied.
Make up your bloody mind!
13 against Reflex?
Against Reflex. No, it's not hit. Tim, you're up. When you're on deck.
Okay. Is my bird back? Well, I'm going to Ray of Enfeeble the one that's on that stack.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit his fortitude?
Yes.
Aha! 1d10. I think I totally rolled the wrong dice last time I did this. A 9. Unless you want me to re-roll it. Because I hit that.
It is fine.
Okie dokie. 16 points of necrotic damage. And the target is weakened.
Oh, it's necrotic damage, you said?
Yes. Does he heal?
He does not heal, no.
Okay. I was hoping not, because that would kind of be, I didn't really think about that. Counterproductive.
Jim's like, aha!
I'm helping! we're going to help you in a minute, Tim. Hold on,
yeah.
Wait, let me put on my mask.
I got wing holes in this thing. Alright, that was Tim. Now the corruption corpse is good to go. Sadly, they're adjacent to people, so they can't, they can't fling nastiness anymore.
And the one in front of... I marked the one that's in front of me. So.
Okay. So it will attack you, and with a mighty 14 AC will not hit you. Is the other one free to attack, say...
Either me or Kaya.
Okay. It'll attack Kaya, because, you know... And it will crit Kaya.
No, it won't. Oh. Kapow says no!
It will merely hit
Kapow.
Nine points of damage, Kaya.
Welcome to my world.
Sorry, guys.
Gwen, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
I'm holding.
I already used both my healing words early on.
Would you believe it's still slowed?
Wow, can't save, huh?
Only five, a seven, and then a three.
No, it's getting worse. It'll be slowed for a while.
All right.
So if it's slowed, could I step away?
No.
And
it'll still swipe.
Oh, the one dude is weakened, by the way. The guy that I hit.
Okay. And that's
the guy on the stack?
The guy on the stack?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that marked you? Or you marked it?
The one on the stack is the one I've marked.
Okay. That's unfortunate. But he does get a save against that, which he makes. Or does he get a save?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, let me double check. No, it's until the end of my next turn, so no, he doesn't get saved.
He is weakened. Let's see. Gwen is holding. Kaya, you're up.
And Marshall's right.
Sarah, you're on deck.
Wouldn't that mean that almost a 15 hits his AC? I don't think so.
No. And Gwen, you may interrupt at any point because you have a held action. Sarah, you're up. Barrett, you're on deck.
Okay. Take his free swipe at, swipe at me.
And shift away if you like.
Shift.
Okay, fine. I'll shift away.
Unless you were planning on moving more.
I'll shift away. That gets me out of his blast radius, right?
That should, yes. So they should have a blast of...
One.
Yes.
So I move. I will draw my bow.
Okay. That's minor. You still have a standard blast.
So I could
shoot him.
I could shoot him. Okay.
I have a baggie at my feet.
17 versus AC. Not gonna
we'll
do
miss
it.
Him. His AC is 20. Barrick, you're up. Ella, you're on deck.
Alright. I swing, covering attack. Does a 24 hit this one's AC?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have arrows written down.
Assume you have 20.
You should.
You just have a bow. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You have the bow and you just throw it at people.
Yeah.
I don't know why people like using this weapon. It seems like it sucks.
It seems rather counterintuitive, yes.
It's like a boomerang. It comes back.
15 points of damage.
Okay.
And Kaya, you can shift two squares if you need to.
Okay.
I would say if it's going to explode, shift two squares.
It's going to explode.
Yeah,
shift two squares.
Shift back two squares.
So it explodes, and the only person into range
would be
Barrick.
Me.
It is Barrick. Ooh. Barrick might actually get hit. 27 versus your fortitude.
Yes, that's it.
10 points of damage, Barrick.
Okay.
Ella, you're up. Tim, you're on deck.
I hit him with a bat.
Run up and attack, Tim.
I totally cheated. I hit him with a bat.
Lance of Faith to the one remaining.
Okay.
Woo! 23 versus reflex.
That was it.
And third match, 12 points of damage. 12 points of radiant damage.
Okay, it's not bloodied.
Yay!
I'm gonna go and do dire radiance on it then.
Okay.
That ought to hit it.
25.
That will hit it.
Versus fortitude.
That will definitely hit it.
Three!
Actually, that should be a plus four.
Okay.
It's another one we missed.
Okay. Five!
So 5 points of damage, and...
Is it radiant
if
damage?
It's radiant, and if he moves nearer to me, then he takes 1d6
okay.
damage. So.
So it's 5 points of radiant damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 points of radiant damage.
Hooray! He's still up.
Can we assume that you cursed it?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Roll an extra d6 then.
It doesn't stack up, though. So.
No.
Well, you
haven't
cursed that one yet. Cursed.
You haven't cursed
him,
but you do get an extra d6. It's
the next
would
get an extra d6 damage.
Oh, okay.
Roll
a d6. Okay.
So add two more points.
No matter which side you come at it with, it's,
seven.
It's always the wrong one.
Yeah.
How much more?
Two.
Two more.
Okay, it's still up. That would be
still money back to see that
Tim, way. You're up, and Kaya, you're on deck.
So, we've got one dude left, right?
Yep.
I thought I was
and
up.
Am I slowed now?
Anymore.
Eric?
Okay. You held.
Am I slowed now?
No.
No.
Okay.
That was the
Chillborn
one.
So
yeah.
Chillborn.
Death dealers. I'm going to hit him with a cloud of daggers.
Okay.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Probably not. Does a 14 his reflex?
Nope.
Sad.
But the cloud is sort of hovering.
But the cloud is hovering there. So he does start his turn in the cloud. What happens?
Any creature that enters or starts its turn takes damage equal to your wisdom modifier. So, my wisdom modifier is a +3 stabulated.
Okay. If I am correct, it can shift backwards. There's space for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can shift this way.
That will provoke from you, though.
Yes.
Because you have marked, right? Okay. Yeah, well, go ahead and make your attack.
Melee basics.
As he really doesn't want to stay in the cloud.
Yes. I think about hitting it.
Hooray!
Think that.
Gets to fling icky blackness at you.
Is
it 27 hit your reflex?
27 your reflex. That hits my reflex, yes.
You are weakened. Save ends. Oh, 15 points of damage.
Ouch.
Necrotic damage.
Okay. Eric is.
Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're on deck.
I. Up to him.
Okay.
And kick him in the head.
Yep.
In the face.
Boot to the head. All
right, right in the face.
Oh. 25 AC.
Oh, that'll hit. And he explodes.
Yay! Well, not so much yay if he's exploding, but the dying.
Does the 16 hit your fortitude?
No.
All right.
Woo!
The necrotic energy washes over you, and you manage to fight it off.
Yay!
You're all dead.
They're all dead, and we're almost dead.
Take five.
Yeah!
So there's frozen minotaurs or something down the path.
Down the hole down the path.
I'm taking five, okay?
I understand. I'm just informing everyone that we may not want to use fire because there's frozen minotaurs down the path.
I'll finally come down.
Alright, so you'll take five. Make a note of which daily powers you have used because we're wrapping it up here.
Yeah. Okay.
Make a note of how many healing surges you have left.
Yes, daily powers and healing surges.
I will use a healing surge. Be better.
Use as many as you need.
Oh, did I use any other dailies other than fireballs? Nope. Not as of yet.
I'm good.
Haha!
I rock.
Alrighty, do we continue next time?
To be continued.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission. And Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.